America. Robert Mugabe, who led Zimbabwe to independence and crushed his foes during nearly four decades of rule, died on Friday at 95 years old. Tributes poured in from African leaders. South Africa's government mourned a fearless Pan-Africanist liberation fighter. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, hailed a man of courage who was never afraid to fight for what he believed in, even when it was not popular. But others said his legacy was overshadowed by the harm he did to his people. A spokeswoman for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "We, of course, express our condolences to those who mourn, but know that for many he was a barrier to a better future." Mugabe, who was declared as a national hero Friday, was initially hailed as a liberator of his country. As the years went on, however, he was criticized for human rights abuses that included the beatings, torture, and killings of his political opponents. Former British Labour Minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hain.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
The military forced Mugabe to step down as Zimbabwe's leader in 2017. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and rubber bullets Friday to try to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula. It's the latest clash in 14 weeks of sometimes violent anti-government demonstrations. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian has weakened to a Category 1 storm after generating tornadoes and flooding roads in the